Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is It, Murph. Today on the show, we have a brand new music from Alyssa Coulter, Lindsay L., and Lauren Davidson. We'll also be talking about our recent interviews with Lauren and Alyssa. This should be a fun show, folks. But before we get started with going back to last week, I wanted to make mention that one of these songs is not in the poll that I posted on social media. I had to make a quick executive decision and made a slight change to the rotation today. So one of these songs that you'll be hearing was, like I said, not in the original poll that I posted on Twitter. But with that being said, let's go back to last week and see where we left things off with. At number three last week was Smithfield with their new single, Hey Whiskey. At number two last week was the a brand new one from Madison Park called 100, which is her debut single. And at number one last week was my buddy's October Rose with their a brand new single, Closer. So let's jump into today's countdown. What do you say? At number three today, it's my friend Lauren Davidson, who we had the pleasure of having on the show a few weeks ago, and this is her a single, I'll Drink to That, at number three on Indie Country Radio.
Friends who care. Whenever you are feeling down in the low, there's a place where you could just let it go. Whenever you are feeling like there's no plan, there's a place for you to not give a damn. Oh, 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 oh. Response to friends who care. Response to talk we share. Leave the past behind right now and throw that whiskey down. Response to one, two, three. Response to times like these. You know we just won't stop till we drink every drop. Tonight we're gonna make a new plan.
And at number three, that was Lauren Davidson with I'll Drink to That on Indie Country Radio. As CMA artist, Lauren Davidson is a New York City / New Jersey-based a singer-songwriter. Since the age of 10, she has been performing professionally by putting her unique and powerful voice on display. One of Lauren's greatest joys is being on stage and collaborating with other musicians. Lauren comes from a musical family, singing and performing with her father since childhood, and later writing songs together. She continues to co-write with him today, in addition to other writers on the music scene. Lauren is inspired daily by artists of many different genres of music, including contemporary country, rock, and pop. She has become a popular and loved name on the original country scene, where she has carved out a niche as an established singer-songwriter. In 2015, Lauren released her first two singles, Sometimes and Loaded Gun. The critically acclaimed tracks were featured on her debut EP, Hear Me. Yeah, you can find Lauren's songs on all major digital musical outlets. The a country singer gives fans everything she's got when playing numerous venues around the tri-state area. Lauren has opened shows for some of today's biggest country stars, including Old Dominion, Justin Moore, Low Cash, and more. Lauren's Loaded Gun has been exclusively featured on The Boot and was named a Nash FM 94.7 a Nash Next Top 10 finalist. Her latest release, I'll Drink to That, which you just heard, was named the Digital Journal's top five female country radio singles in 2017. When you think Lauren Davidson, you'll hear Alanis Morissette with a splash of Carrie Underwood, before we move on, let me tell you guys a little bit about where you can see Lauren live. Tomorrow at McLoone's Boathouse in West Orange, New Jersey. April 25th at a Rockwood Music Hall in New York City. April 26th at the Space at Westbury Theater in Westbury, New York, and April 30th at Opry City Stage in New York City. And that was a Lauren that, well, I have no idea what my voice just did there. anyway, that was Lauren Davidson at number three this week with I'll Drink to That. And you guys know that I basically live tweet the show every week. You guys know that. Well, Lauren actually tweeted me during the song that you played earlier. So and I always enjoy when people or artists that I play I take time out of their schedule to tweet me or whatever when they hear their songs being played on the show. It always brings a smile to my face. And like I mentioned before, we played Lauren's song. We had her on the show a few weeks ago, and she is one of the sweetest people that you'd probably ever want to come in contact with. I mean, we talked about literally anything and everything under the sun, and it felt like I'd known her 10 years. So, with that being said, let's move on to number two and another one of my absolute favorite people, the lovely Miss Melissa Coulter. This is Whiskey in the Twilight at number two on Indie Country Radio.
Yeah.
was the super talented Miss Alyssa Culture at number two with a brand new single, Whiskey in the Twilight. Growing up in a small Metro West town about 40 miles from Boston, where there are more cows than a grocery stores, a gas stations and a pharmacies combined, Alyssa Culture always had a love for singing and performing. She would belt out the lyrics to her favorite songs from the Broadway musical Annie as her mother drove her to a preschool at the age of two. From dancing in her home's foyer to performances when the adults gathered, Alyssa has been looking for a stage ever since she could walk. At the age of 16, Culture began her vocal education at Encore Music Academy, and quickly grew the confidence to perform at a local karaoke night. But shortly after her family moved to Westboro, she started working with Patrice Paris and Whitney Doucette at a local music studio. This is where music became the most important aspect of her life, and she started songwriting. Because of her love of all types of music, the Culture was not sure which genre interested her. After seeing award-winning artist Kelsey Ballerini in concert, she knew country music was her passion, and after this decision was made, she immediately decided to record her first song in Nashville. Alyssa's first appearances were at local events such as Westboro Spring Festival and Spirit of Shrewsbury, along with being selected for several national anthem performances. Most recently, Alyssa has performed at Firefly's Barbecue in Marlboro, a popular local spot known for its live music, as well as numerous appearances at the British Beer Company. In addition to her engagements at a diverse group of restaurants and bars around the Boston Worcester and Metro West areas, the Culture has recently performed at Fenwell Hall, Florida's West Hall, and Hard Rock Cafe in Boston. Thanks to George Oliveser and NEMA Awards winning a local country artist, Annie Ropes, the Culture's exposure was extended to the North Shore of Boston. Ropes has been such a wonderful inspiration and wealth of knowledge for Alyssa, and she'll always be grateful to her. Alyssa's new single, "By My Side," has been featured on 101.7 The Bull's Backyard Country segment, and can be purchased and streamed on all popular music outlets. She's looking forward to many performances already scheduled for the warmer weather, and we'll be capping the summer at the Indian Ranch local country fest at Lake Webster. And if I can, I'll I'll tell you guys where you can see it's alive. If it'll cooperate with me. Hold on a minute, folks. So apparently it's not cooperating. Wait, here we go. April 27th at 8 p.m. she'll be at PJ's Bar and Grill in Bellingham, Massachusetts. On May 4th at Shane's Texas Pit in Hampton, New Hampshire at 7 o'clock p.m. May 9th at a Veterans Incorporated annual golf tournament in Worcester, Massachusetts at 9 a.m. May 12th at a smoke shop barbecue in Cambridge, Massachusetts at 9:30 p.m. May 20th at a Westboro Spring Festival in Westboro, Massachusetts at 11 a.m. May 25th, back at Shane's Texas Pit in Hampton, New Hampshire at 7:30 p.m. And May 27th at a SoWa Open Market in Boston, Massachusetts at 2 o'clock p.m. And that was the culture with Whiskey in the Twilight at number 2 on this week's Indie Country Radio. And that, folks, brings us to our number one song of the week. This song has been getting regular airplay. The video has on CMT, and the song itself has been getting tons of airplay on my local radio station. So, without further ado, I'm coming in at number 3 this week. This is Lindsay L. with her, I'm coming in at number 1, excuse me, this week is Lindsay L. with her a brand new song, Criminal, on Indie Country Radio.
Yeah.
Land at number one this week. That was Lindsay Hale with her brand new single, Criminal. For rising star Lindsay Hale, her debut album on Stony Creek Records, as it has been a long time coming. But I can't rush personal discovery, I guess. I sent on a mission to unleash the vibrant, soul-bearing country artist long predicted by fans and critics alike. Elle's journey is now complete, and she calls the result simply the project. Quote, I feel like I finally found myself, Elle beams about the project. I'm a better guitar player. I'm a better singer. I'm a better songwriter. I'm just a different artist, and I've never felt about music the way that I do now. The young star has traveled the world with the band Perry and Luke Bryan, showcased her multi instrumental dexterity as one of CMT's next women of country, and is currently trading guitar solos with Brad Paisley on his 2017 Weekend Warrior World Tour. Plus, she's a country radio person. The album has helped me dig even deeper into that identity, she explained. With worth the wait, I had something to say. Writing a real song with a real lyric. But now I've kicked it up a notch. I still have a really important lyrics, but the project has groove and lots of guitar solos. I let my musical brain free. With her long-awaited album debut, Lindsay Hale has discovered what she was meant for and who she really is. Her next project will be to pass that message on. And real quick, let me tell you guys where you can see Lindsay on tour real quick. If it'll bring it up. April 22nd, she will be in Jefferson, Louisiana at Southport Hall. April 26th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska at 7 o'clock p.m., as well as the at Jefferson, Louisiana shows at 7. Friday, April 27th at Stagecoach in Indio, California at 7 o'clock p.m. Saturday, April 28th at the Sanford Center in Bemidji, Minnesota at 7 o'clock p.m. April 29th at 9 o'clock p.m. At Stoney's Rocking Country in Las Vegas. And that'll do it for this week's edition of Indie Country Radio. I wanted to make mention real quick about tomorrow's interview on the show. We have somebody that I've wanted on the show for a long time. A brand new Revival Records signee, Tennille Art, will join us on the show tomorrow at 5:30 or at 4:30 Central. I mean, so I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to. Great days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.